Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Salvation into
93926 Your hip hop informer, TM Hyman Radio. Now, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
What up, what up?
Chilling, chilling. It's Friday, you know, it's the beginning of the month. We got to November really, really fast.
No doubt, November 6th, fastly approaching us.
Just a couple days.
Going down.
Oh, tomorrow.
Hey, I got my early vote on tonight, and I'm proud to say that it was a line. I stood in a line. The line went pretty quick, though. Hey, big up to the supervisor of elections in Temple Terrace, which is a city inside of Hillsborough County here in the Tampa Bay area of Central Florida. Hey, I'm proud to say I voted. Now, I'll tell you this, though. That ballot sheet is like a test. It's like taking a test. Yo, it's so many amendments. And the fine print, anytime you see fine print, you know it's some shade going on. Yo, if the print is extra small, so that you really can't really read it or understand it, and you just go mark, you know, what you think versus what you're supposed to really put there.
because, I put no on all of the amendments because all of the amendments sounded as if they were being altered to benefit somebody other than the average person. So the answer was no to all your amendments.
Right.
To all of your amendments. Big up and go, Team Obama.
I can't wait till this is over with, though, because I'm telling you, I'm sick of these, sick of the ads.
The PACs, the super PACs are losing their minds right now because they didn't kick the ads up in high gear. But, hey, we know your agenda, Mr. and Ms. Super PAC, and we've already made up our mind who we're going to vote for. Get out of here with those dumb ads.
Exactly.
Hey, man, listen. Wednesday night show was the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, go back and check out the podcast. I did.
Yes, you got to check
good it. Stuff. Good stuff.
But you can't good find stuff. That anywhere else, though.
Hey,
only
we,
here.
We talked about searching for real love Wednesday night. And, again, it was the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
Because it came together like whoa. And we learned some stuff. And if you go back and actually listen to it, it's engaging, intellectual, adult conversation at its best. So do you know what a chicken head is, Joe? Do you know what a chicken head is?
Okay, you know what? And when he started answering, I should have gave him this right here. Because he knew off gate.
Hey, that was funny. Again, if you missed Wednesday night's show, go back and check out the podcast. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. TMHYMAN. The name of the show was Searching for Real Love. It was Halloween night, as a matter of fact. We just totally flipped the script. While y'all was, you know, chasing ghosts and goons and goblins and witches on brooms, we was having some stimulating conversations up and down the East Coast. Man, hey, when we come back, I want CeeLo to talk about this article, this Times article today that she sent me. That the people just have like crazy nerves. So on top of some ridiculous pictures I saw, Halloween night, I saw like a ridiculous picture that someone sent me from Jacksonville, Florida, a Shell station. And I don't want to continue to perpetuate ignorance, but the picture was they had actually hung some people from nooses, you know, along the Shell station. And one of the people hanging from a noose was an image of President Obama. How disrespectful. How disrespectful. Well, when we come back, CeeLo is going to share some inserts from the Times article that talks about the magical
Negro.
Super Negro. The magical Negro.
Yes.
They have him in a Superman suit. And they're referring to President Obama. Folks, please get out and vote. Tomorrow is the last day for early voting. Get out and vote. The lines on Tuesday are going to be ridiculous. It's going to possibly persuade you from wanting to stand. Tomorrow is your last chance. Get up. Get out there early. Vote. Guess what? Let me help you. Your vote counts. We'll be right back. You're tuned to TM Hama Radio Live, the Friday Night Cypher, baby.
Somebody. Everything else, supreme dope dealer, write it in bold letters.
They love us in the spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer. A hot temper, match with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Sing 99 when Puff with a hand shine with them.
Yeah.
Matching Daytona, throw soul on us. Going ham in the beats and then took a soul on us.
Ooh, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more.
Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
By three, line them all up and let's just see. Up some yay, up some yay. I wouldn't stick on that hook in with grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My shit luxury ball made.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm already. A Nick soul in the park that I want in. What's a king without a crown hugging?
What?
What's a circus without your clown hugging?
Ah.
What's a brick from an out of town hugging? When you flood and you can drown again,
yeah.
It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign, can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G-O-D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown all these haters. Rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope to someday service, we got green in the eyes. Just follow my experiment. Moses not fought the water with the cane. Did strippers not make a heart when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Damon? Ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus change in Jesus' name. Let the cry say, I'm on fire, ay, that's the Richard Pryce say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Good music, good music, good music, good music. And all my niggas say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. If you get fresh, get out of here. If you get fresh, get out of here. I'm way fresher than all my foes. I'm way fresher than all my foes. Somebody please pick out they clothes. Somebody please pick out they clothes. And all my diggin' say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. Who run it this your day? Good music. Who
run it
this your day? Good music.
Yep. TMI Radio Live. Kanye inside the cypher. It is 9:23 in New York City. It is 8:23 in New Orleans, baby, and we just happen to like those places specifically. Hey, some instructions for life. Take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk. You know, off of that Wednesday night conversation, you know, if you're going to achieve anything great, you know, guess what? You got to take some great risk. You know, understand that when you lose, you know, don't lose the lesson. in that situation. When you feel like you've lost something, you know, because you're not gaining, you're losing. So anytime you feel like you lost something, you know, don't totally lose the lesson, because there was a lesson in it. And I'm talking about instructions for life. And then, you know, some R's tonight. I'll leave you with three R's as it relates to instructions for life. Respect yourself. That's the first R, respect. Respect for others. That's the second R. And responsibility for all your actions. That's the third R. Respect, and responsibility. Understand it. Huh? You didn't get it? Respect for yourself, respect for others, and responsibility for your actions. Talking about rules for life tonight inside Disciples. Hey, CeeLo, tell us about the magical Negro.
Okay, well, the magical Negro is actually a article that was in a Times magazine. It was actually from September of this year, but it's by Toure. And some people may, you know him. He is frequently on MSNBC and, you know, CNN and so forth, commentating. But the premise of this article was, like, you know, back in 2008 when President Obama was running as a candidate, you know, people made a big deal of the race. He seemed, you know, almost superhuman, and, you know, look at him like, you know, the magical Negro, right? So, but today, we're at the point where race isn't so much of an issue. It's not there at all, but it's not at the forefront like it was, so the first time that he ran. And so, you know, a black man in America, or, you know, being raised in America, and his mother telling him that, you know, as a boy, that you're going to have to be better than, you know, two times better than your, pretty much two times better than, you know, white people, you know, to be considered good. And that, you know, at that point, that's how, you know, President Obama was looked at, you know. But now it's more a sense of he's not just a promise anymore. He's not a superhero. They're looking at him as a person now,
mm-hmm.
you know, standing up and not promising anybody anything but hope, intelligence, sweat, and experience. And quoting Toure, to finish the quote, he says, now that it comes closer to equality. And equality is freedom from having to be twice as good to get ahead. So,
absolutely.
I thought it was a beautifully written piece. And I like the fact that he named it The Magical Negro, just for the simple fact, it's a shock factor, because that is, it's actually, the title is actually The Magical Negro Falls to Earth, you know.
Right.
So it's
he's in a Superman outfit. You know, just like, you know, Superman fell out of the sky, you know, as that mystery, as that wonder, and people got a glimpse, you know, of what he really was like. And so I think the fact that we thought that he was superhuman, I never thought he was superhuman. I actually worked very closely with the Obama camp when he was a senator. Running for president, because he came in and out of Florida often. So I actually did national media and shook his hand and, you know, had an opportunity to ask him questions. But I think to the point, we didn't know him. He kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, I think it was the fact that we didn't know him that made him seem like he was superhuman, because what he was doing had never been done. You know, but again, it comes down to smarts. It comes down to education. The same thing that he is a proponent of, and the same thing that he has not only talked about, but he's done. He's made education possible for people who normally not been able to do what they're able to do today. And, you know, the Republicans clearly don't like it. They talk about how he's created a bunch of debt. Well, guess what? Nothing worthwhile comes easy. And we're not, what we're not talking about is all of the debt that had been created by the previous administration that existed already. That's what we're not talking about. We're not talking about what he was left to clean up. And so the magical Negro he may be, but come hopefully Wednesday, November 7th, there is nothing that we have to take to court because it comes down, you know, to 40-some-odd votes or 500-some-odd votes. Hopefully the American people will stand strong and make a loud proclamation as to where we stand.
Right.
And so, you know, because I am open to democracy, wherever the ball bounces on Wednesday is where we will be as a nation. But we are either going to go to sleep feeling good, we're going to wake up feeling good about what has just happened, or we're going to wake up feeling like we need to really get our stuff together quick because things are going to change quickly. And so we have a choice to decide what that's going to be like. And guess what? Unfortunately, it seems like the country is split right down the middle. Half of us feel like it's okay to be on the path we're on, and half of us feel like it's not okay to be on the path we're on. So it's going to be interesting.
Exactly.
Have you voted?
No, not yet. I'm voting tomorrow. The polls open
until
7. They're open at 11, and they close at 7.
Get up, get out, do something, folks.
Yeah. We're going
as a... Give the man 4 more years. Give the man 4 more years to do what it is he's trying to do. Everyone else had it. You gave both of the Bushes.
Right. There's only been what, one president that hadn't done 2 terms.
Well, you know what? Well, no, George, the last Bush didn't do 2 terms, did he?
He stole the election.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
2000.
You gave both of those Bushes 2 years. And, you know, I mean, I'll tell you this. Has anyone ever thought about this? And we're going to get into the fact that it's Friday night. You know, we want to rock a little bit to wind down. But we're excited about this election. Has anyone ever thought about the fact that Colin Powell has endorsed President Obama, and he's a Republican. Colin Powell is a Republican. He's
right.
Endorsed President Obama. Have you ever thought about where are the Bushes and why they have not supported Mitt Romney? Has anyone thought about that? Bill Clinton is backing our president like he should, but he doesn't have to. But,
right.
You know, have you ever thought about why the Bushes have not been on the campaign trail for Mitt Romney?
You know what, and that's crazy because I didn't think about it till you just said it.
It's absolutely because they support President Obama, but they can't get out and say it because of their party and their offices as president under Republican leadership.
Right.
Think about it now, because if Mitt Romney was the man, there would be people who you have not seen that would be on the campaign trail trying to turn your vote.
Right.
They're not there.
Right.
They support President Obama. Let's not play games. Let's get up. Let's get out. Let's do something inside this cipher tonight. We'll be back. Team Hollow Radio Live.
Go! Tell me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. now, wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, she will fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float tomorrow. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardies. I love the night lights, the bright lights. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night white, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey. They think they living the fast life until they race me. Yeah, in the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
TR Radio live inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, yo, this is Kanye, Big Sean, Jay-Z, my clique inside the Cypher. We'll be back. Go somewhere once a year you've never seen before. Once a year, go somewhere that you've never been. Add that into an instruction for life. Is Click, Jay-Z, Big Sean, Kanye. Well, maybe not.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget that I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God, whoa, okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom, click, 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 as I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 and all these bad, bad men, they want to. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they got a feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want
to. Click, clap, fill them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And yeah, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. With music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gonna tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team.
records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, he's screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long, now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mama click. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Real talk, the hip hop informer, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. You got CeeLo live out of Charlotte. We were talking about the magical Negro, an article out of the Times. That was the Times, right?
Yes, it was Time Magazine. It was a September issue, actually, and I read it today, and it just blew my mind. You know, but it made sense at the same time because it's like, you know. When you are growing up and you are thought of or you're raised to think that you're the minority, you know, and you're always treated that way, and you are raised to say, okay, you have to be way better than your counterparts, you know, to be considered good, you know, two times better than whatever their greatest is, you know. So it's not untrue. And I thought it was well written. Y'all get a chance to check it out. You can actually Google it. Yeah. But it was called the article was called The Magical Negro Falls to Earth. So yeah.
You promised us poetry last week, you didn't
it? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You promised us some jewels last Friday night. We let you get away without dropping them.
I did do it. What do you mean? I did.
You only did one.
Oh, okay. You're right about that.
You only did one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You got to give me a minute, though. You know, I don't memorize. I'm not able to memorize.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back after this. CeeLo Boston with some more of them jewels. Back in a moment.
Get a room.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Give it up for.
Now that you're in the room. Every time I look, mommy's always fire. Always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you feel one lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last piece of cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Right to touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little, now let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feels like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Oh, I apologize, everyone. Okay, look, this is serious. This is serious business. All right. Okay, so look, this is something I should have read on Wednesday, but it kind of goes along with it. And this is called religious love. Okay? Religious love. All right. I want that religious love that enlightened masses throughout time, shattered glasses buried by minds of not believing. No grasping concepts of confluence that influence partnership and matrimony. Love that blows me into existence unknown, like life on Mars amongst the stars, blurry-eyed, hypnotized, temperature-rise, palm-sweating, panty-wetting, lip-biting, this is more exciting type love, gripped and grabbed, flipped and tagged your head. And to believe I almost quit and miss out on this, shit, come here, give me that. Okay.
Give me that, give me that. No doubt. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that.
Give me that.
Hey.
Give me that.
Hey. So tell us where the inspiration. And I mean, clearly you are inspired by people, places, and things. But when you actually write, is that out of something? Do you write because you're inspired by events? Or do you just decide, I want to sit down and write today, and based on what you've gone through, it just comes to you?
No. Actually, when I write, I could not be going through anything. And normally it'll start off with, like, a couple of lines, and it'll just keep playing in my mind until I write it down. And then when I start writing it down, most of the time I'll just keep writing until the thought completes, and then I'll end up with things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like a spur of the moment thing. It could happen any time. There's no particular time, and it doesn't seem to happen when I sit down and try to do it. It does better when I just let it come to me and write it down.
Right. Yeah. Do you have all of your works compiled where they are available, if people want to purchase?
That is coming shortly, very shortly.
Okay.
I want to say, honestly, before the end of the year, Between God and Best Friend should be somewhere close to being in people's hands.
Between God and Best Friends. Yeah, that's a cool title. That's a cool title. Let's squeeze one more in. On the other side of this, we will prepare to sign off for the night. Hey, we are back Monday, 9 p.m., for Divided, Together We Stand, Divided We Fall, Decision 2012. Again, Decision 2012, United We Stand, Divided We Fall is the name of that show on Monday. And we're going to try to go a little deeper than we've gone as we prepare to wake up the next day and tally the votes. This is exciting times, but at the same time, it's serious times. Right back, you are inside the Cypher, Team Hymen Radio Live.
And I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your life goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
And get out and take people if they need rides. Hey, I want to be able to, hey, be out and about helping, man, because I don't want to sit in them long lines on election day, brother. More power to you.
Yeah, yeah.
The line today was pretty long, but I felt good. And at the end of the day, we're going to feel good on Tuesday because this is serious. I just said it. It's exciting times, but it's serious times. Get out and vote.
Yes, vote because you have a choice to people. And whatever you do, do it well.
No doubt. Hey, we're back Monday. Together we stand, divided we fall, 9 p.m. as we prepare for Decision 2012 on Tuesday. Hey, appreciate you, Coop. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Long radio show.